There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
7.
So it'll be a long day. It'll be a long day here because at every turn there'll be somebody who's trying to pull something off. I know April Fools, though, in this hour that I know of, the essence of this hour, focusing on a couple of three big stories to get into your mind with and the reality with what's going on in Iraq. Decrypt the ISIS crisis. I've used that before, Kenny, right? ISIS crisis.
I think so. That works good together.
It does. Works very well, yep. So let's see what we can figure out and dig around in here. 888-302-3684, should you care to join in on the conversation that way. Or you can send email to Ken Kessler, ken@dougsteffen.com, or to Doug Steffen, me, not me, @dougsteffen.com. Although we might have done that. That would have been clever, rather than Doug at dougsteffen.com, doing me at dougsteffen.com. To look into that. And Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. A lot of people confuse what's going on in Iran with what the Iraqis are putting up with in terms of ISIS. Iran, nothing to do with ISIS. Matter of fact, Iran will be on our side to bump off as many of the ISIS boys and girls as is possible. And I say boys and girls because there are girls who are still trying to join teenagers. You look at the headlines. Twin boys, 16 years of age, from Spain, were set to join the ISIS crew in Syria. Four family members were arrested yesterday. Authorities believe an older brother already is in ISIS and got killed. So his brothers wanted to apparently take care of as many people as they could in return in, I guess, justice or vengeance or whatever for the death of their older brother. How do people get this disjointed mentally? You got to wonder that. I wonder anyway. Do you? The ISIS massacre in another Syrian village, a Sunni village. I'm sorry, the Sumi. Maybe Sue the. So that's there's an interesting thought just going into my head. On the world court, do you think if people sued, let's say the relatives of these people who have been killed by the ISIS beheading methods, is there a stand that somebody could take? Maybe wouldn't get anywhere, but on the world court, there are always leaders. Saddam is going to be tried for atrocities, right? How many world leaders do you know or can you remember that have been tried and convicted for war crime atrocities? There have been many, right? Is that how Saddam got? Isn't that really what got Saddam? Was it?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Huh. All right. So I just figured out how to stop this. We'll sue him. Call a lawyer.
I've been in court for years. Get Steve Wiseman on the phone. We'll take.
Call a lawyer. Right. That's a good campaign, good television radio ad campaign. Call a lawyer. So, who else is involved in this? Let's get some comments before we get to Ivan Eland, who has an updated report on what's going on with ISIS. What do we have comment-wise from our crew? Kenny, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter, Good Day, on ISIS.
Libby says, ISIS isn't Islam and terrorism has no religion.
Say that again. That's interesting. That's
ISIS. ISIS isn't Islam and terrorism has no religion.
Hmm. Charlie Rose has interviewed Bashar al-Assad, the Syrian president. Here's a guy that we've been trying to bump off for years. Now he's getting interviewed by the CBS Morning News. Strange Bedfellows. This is something that's probably in the archives at CBS. You want to check it out. Right now, though, let's turn our attention to Ivan Eland, who is a reporter that we talk to from time to time, specialist in the ISIS situation in the Middle East. What's new? What do we have to look out for? It's up next here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Haven't filed your taxes yet? Remember that some of the things that you did last year could be worth valuable tax deductions and credits. For example, travel to help your favorite charitable organization may be tax deductible. TurboTax will walk you through over 350 tax deductions and credits so you don't forget about them. Go to TurboTax.com today and get started free into a TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Set up multiple local numbers to give your business the appearance of being local, no matter where your office is. I also recommend adding a toll-free number to make it easy to serve national customers. There are some 800 numbers, but you can also have an 877-866 or 844 toll-free vanity number that makes your number easy to remember and promotes your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
Are you still losing your hair in the brush or the shower? Provia is the all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with all this and much more. Listener Tom says, I've been using Provia for the last 2 months ever since I heard you talking about it on the air, and the results are amazing. I've been seeing my hair grow back in, comes in thicker every day. It's absolutely wonderful. Even my wife has been commenting on how wonderfully I look. Well, if your wife is losing her hair, Tom, this product is for her as well. Call 800-525-8319 to get the results that Tom got. You'll get them by ordering Provia today. Also, mention Doug Steffen and ask for Provia Super Concentrate. You'll get it for faster, even more noticeable results. 800-525-8319. For a limited time, upgrade to priority shipping. That's free as well. Provia, get your hair back the natural way. Stop hair loss now by calling 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. Don't miss out on big savings from memorable Easter feasts. Pick up a flavorful boneless carving ham for just $3.28 per pound or less. Plus, add a side of delicious green beans with oranges and herb butter for just $3.98 per pound. Top off with 35-count cluster-baked dinner rolls for just $4.98. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Ken Kessler, and now Ivan Eland joins us, the author of The Failure of Counterinsurgency. He's also a senior fellow and director of the Center on Peace and Liberty at the Independent Institute, been director of defense policy studies at the Cato Institute, spent 15 years on Capitol Hill working for Congress on national security issues. He wrote in the Huffington Post this week, quote, "Unfortunately, in the 24/7, 365 media age, fear-mongering has never been easier. The around-the-clock cable news coverage of an extremely rare event, for example, a co-pilot's alleged mass murder of passengers aboard one of 40 million flights worldwide annually, is a case in point. But the cynical use of fear happens with more mundane things as well. For example, in advertisements for mouthwash and filtered water, to stay alive, all of these millennia, the human race became susceptible to fear baiting, even when the fear is quite irrational." He goes on, after the radical Islamic State group lopped off some American heads on video, public has increased its support for U.S. military intervention. The administration went back to Iraq to help battle what is more of a threat to the Middle East than it is to the U.S. And the Republican candidates, even Rand Paul, have become more hawkish. Yet at the same time, foreign policy experts have seemed to land in the camp of more U.S. restraint overseas. Okay, so, Ivan, in terms of what we ought to be doing in Iraq or in the Middle East with ISIS, are you suggesting that we ought not to be concerned?
Well, I think anytime you have a group that's brutal, you have to be concerned. But a group of equal brutality is Boko Haram in Nigeria, and it gets a lot less press because it's not in oil-bearing lands, and that's just the bottom line on that. But the question is it a threat to the U.S.? Now, you might have a lone wolf coming back, but lone wolves can do a lot less destruction than groups like Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula who have networks and a lot of resources and can have bomb-making capability that exceeds ISIS. ISIS is more of a ground army. They want to – their principal ISIS is a classic example of the failure of U.S. policy because it was a regional threat, and then they found that by lopping a couple Americans' heads off that they could get the attention of the superpower. Well, what does that do? When you provoke, and terrorists and guerrillas often try to do this, they try to provoke the stronger party, and you can't get stronger than American superpower. And they do it on purpose to get publicity for their cause because all terrorists want publicity. And so you give them more money, more recruits, et cetera. And that's so a lot of these groups, and I agreed with Fareed Zakaria when he said this on the show. Finally, someone has said it in the media. You know, most of these Islamist groups are regional threats. The U.S. goes in, as it did in Yemen, and it becomes a threat to the U.S. because we've gone in there and gotten involved in the conflict. And you can demonstrate that in Yemen because the Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula was an affiliate of Iraq, but it was, or excuse me, of the main Al-Qaeda group, but it wasn't really attacking the U.S. Well, after the U.S. ramped up its activities in Yemen, of course, we had those couple incidents where we had the underwear bomber, and we had one bomb that was in computer equipment or whatever, and so we made a new enemy. We did the same thing in Pakistan with the Pakistani Taliban.
Well, I think that there's something to what you're saying in terms of how we stir the pot after the fact sometimes and create more of a problem than there is. But I'm not sure in this circumstance with ISIS and the way they've expanded that there isn't some danger beyond just the immediate area where they are. And they seem to target the United States. I think what you're saying is they only targeted us after we got involved. If you go back to the very beginning.
The beheadings occurred after we were already involved.
You go back to the beginning of all of this.
Well, the other thing is, I think ISIS can be solved by simply partitioning Iraq, which has already occurred via the war. Unfortunately, the United States didn't help the parties negotiate a soft partition before it left, but now we're faced with the partition by war. Well, okay, then let's take advantage of that. The reason that that ISIS gets so much support in Sunni areas is because they fear the Shiite governments of Syria and Iraq. And if you, in the case of Iraq, if you decentralize Iraac and make the government, central government, weaker, if you even chop it into three parts, the people would no longer fear the central government and try to take it over so that they can defend themselves and oppress other groups.
Well, one of the things that this
themselves, I think the Sunnis would probably kick out ISIS as they did with Al Qaeda in Iraq because the group is just so brutal. I mean, they're great at taking over territory. They're really lousy at running it because they just, they're just nasty. You can't run
they're just looking for control and power. One of the things that's interesting, historically speaking, which you touch on here, Iraq didn't exist as a state until recently. The Europeans, as they usually have done, going into various parts of the world, Africa, Asia, chopping things up for their own convenience, not paying attention to the tribalness, and that's really what Iraq is. It's a country of three tribes, and it ought to go back to where it was before. I agree with you. 51 after Ivan Elin here on Good Day. Thank you.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Married in the morning, ding dong, the bells are gonna chime. Pull out the stopper, we'll have a whopper. Get me to the church on time.
Donnie Wahlberg married Jenny McCarthy over the weekend, and people were wondering while the ceremony was going on, how come Mark Wahlberg, Donnie's brother, wasn't there? And so the question has been asked whether or not there was any hostility. Is there a falling out? What's the problem here? And Donnie said, there is no problem on either end. Apparently, Donnie asked his brother to come to the wedding, but Mark said he wasn't going to come because it's his daughter's birthday. And then Donnie said, when asked, I didn't go to Mark's wedding. It wasn't personal. I was working. So there's no problem. Those of you who are worried, you can sleep, rest easily now. Donnie Wahlberg and Mark are getting along just fine. Thank you.
What a relief.
God, that's great, isn't it? Huh? All right, so let's have some focus on the important things, like the monologues from last night's late night shows. Conan O'Brien, Jimmy Fallon, Seth Meyers, and the new host of Late CBS, Mr. Corden. All right, first Conan.
The Final Four is headed to Indiana, you all know that, where the state just passed a law that discriminates against gay people. Yeah, just wait until Indiana finds out all those players shower together. Yeah. No, but people are upset. The anti-gay law is so bad, it could affect the tournament. It could affect the tournament, yeah. Yeah, at the games, the vendors are going to make you explain exactly what you plan to do with that foam finger. So...
there are reports that President Obama and his family may move to New York City after his term is over. Unfortunately, the city's so expensive, he's looking for another ex-president to be roommates with. I saw your post on Craigslist. I was searching for something else, but... that's right, President Obama and his family may move to New York City after his term is over. Apparently, they chose New York because they've gotten so used to people trying to break into their house. So they go, this is... we're used to it. Makes us sleep better. The White House confirmed that President Obama will meet with Pope Francis during his visit in September. Some experts are wondering if they'll discuss their disagreement over contraception. Then Joe Biden was like, I didn't even know they were dating. So the president will meet with Pope Francis at the White House in September. The two will meet for about an hour or so. Then the Pope will spend the rest of the day hearing confessions from Secret Service agents. Thanks, man. Speaking of the Secret Service, they're still dealing with the fallout from that reported crash outside of the White House. You know that crash? Their director, Joseph Clancy, said the agency will now store its video footage for a week after you reveal that normally they get deleted after 72 hours. Seriously, he sounds less like the head of Secret Service, more like a deli owner on Law and Order. He's like, look, I don't know if we still got the tapes. We reuse them every other day, but welcome to take a look, but I got customers. I guess you hear this. The Republican presidential candidate Ted Cruz said recently that he plans to attract young voters with his humor and jokes. That's interesting. Let's take a look at one of those jokes.
A man was stopped after he climbed the fence at the White House. Yeah, the Secret Service stopped him. They said, I'm sorry, Mr. President, you have two more years left on your term. That one actually came from Jimmy Fallon.
During a speech on Friday, Senator Ted Cruz said that if you walk up to someone and say Joe Biden, the person will crack up laughing, which is the same reaction you get if you say President Ted Cruz.
So Ted's getting in the neck, as perhaps well he deserves to be getting in the neck one way or the other. I just don't see him. Has he done a good job as a senator from Texas? I don't even know that. He's made a lot of noise. He made sure everybody knew who he was, for sure. Where does he weigh in on this? I think he was the one of the ones that weighed in with a statement that favors the new law in Indiana. So what does that tell you? 28 after the hour on Good Day.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg. Well, let's assume today somebody you know very well is going to come over to you and say, hey, you know what? I know you are a very successful person. As a matter of fact, I want to learn from you. What five things can you tell me that would allow me to be focused on success that I can easily implement? As a matter of fact, this person is so enamored with your advice, they tell other people about you. And all of a sudden, you do a terrific job in making people successful. Now, what we call that is self-talk. Now, why is that? Because all of a sudden, you are the student. The student will learn from the teacher. When you begin to identify those five items that you need to focus on to be successful, you will be. All of a sudden, you become the teacher and you become the student. So what do you have to do? Write down those five things that you need to focus on to be successful, and you'll be. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
Did you get a new job last year? Or did you not get a new job because on the way to the interview, you remembered you're terrible at interviews, so you hired a guy off the internet to do the interview for you and didn't really think it through because he got the job and is now very happy in his new position? No matter what you went through last year, answering questions like, did you get a new job, is much simpler. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue.
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get 40% off large banners, posters, and lawn signs.
Offer valid on all large banners, posters, and lawn signs in store and online at 627.15. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer. See store staples.com/signs for details.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself. With the aid of HB Extract, it's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Change the music to a variation on Pat Boone's April Love to April Fool's. 33 after the hour. That's my April Fool's joke. Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen on the Good Day program. Today's video at DougSteffen.com, one of the many April Fool's jokes you'll probably come across today. This one is from Ms. Moons, a woman's shoe manufacturer who introduces selfie shoes. Now, when you saw that for the first time, Kenny, your reaction was a smile, a smirk. Did you burst out laughing? What was your first reaction? We have some audio, Kara, if you want to get that while Kenny explains this. Yeah, go ahead.
I did laugh when I saw it. It's pitched as a serious new product, these shoes. And if you read some of the information that you'll find online from it, you'll see where it is actually an April Fool's joke. It's a hoax. But the obsession with selfies makes you also wonder if this might not become a thing.
Sometimes the best April Fool's jokes are the ones that seem most real. Here's the audio. You got to watch this thing anyway, but here's what the audio sounds like in the video of the day today.
Getting that perfect photo is now more important than ever. Selfie sticks have helped get a better shot, but at the inconvenience of carrying it. At Ms. Moose, we understand the importance of looking great without giving up comfort.
The selfie stick is a great solution to a problem, but in turn, it has created a new problem. This was the opportunity for Ms. Moose to create an even greater
solution. All right, so there's a little primer on the video of the day at DougSteffen.com. It is All Fool's Day. One of the first reportings of All Fool's Day was in Poor Robin's Almanac. No, not Poor Richard, but Poor Robin. Back in 1760, Poor Robin said, quote, "The 1st of April, some do say, is set apart for All Fool's Day, but why the people call it so, not I nor they themselves do know." So, are you an April Fool already? Have you been tricked into doing or saying something nonsensical? Someone make you feel like you were foolish? Did they already? I'm looking at some of the things that have happened. Remember George Plimpton, Kenny, played a joke on readers of Sports Illustrated. This is on April Fool's, 1985. He introduced the U.S. to Sid Finch, a 28-year-old aspiring monk who could throw a 168-mile-an-hour fastball. And he had George Plimpton had a great imagination. Funny stuff. So what other pranks so far? Google Maps in on something. The Google folks released a new feature for Maps that lets you turn any location into a game of Pac-Man. All you have to do is click the new Pac-Man button that resides in the lower left corner of the screen. When you do that, whatever section of the world you're looking at will transform into an arcade classic complete with four colorful ghosts, the music. Developers have created similar hacks before. This version of Google Maps Pac-Man comes from Google themselves and supports mobile devices. You try playing this yet, Kenny?
No, I didn't. They did something similar with a different game last year, though.
Oh, did they really? So this is not really a big deal. Richard Branson getting a jump on April Fool's Day. He runs the Virgin Group, airlines and music and all that sort of thing. He announced that the company is going to move to Branson, Missouri. Right, where they just barely have an airport. Asian food brand Chang has launched the first gluten-free gluten. Scientific breakthrough. They've managed to find a way to extract the gluten from gluten. The result is somewhat of an acquired taste, but the thought of eating gluten that is gluten-free will win fans over, they are sure. And remember Alberto VO5?
Mm-hmm.
Stepped into the wearable tech space, according to a new video out today. It's a hair fit clip, a device which allows women to monitor their health via their hair. All right, so there are some of the April Fool's things. Our poll today at DougStephan.com, how do you feel about April Fool's Day? A, I love pranks, giving and receiving. B, it's fun as long as it doesn't get taken too far. C, it's okay, but sometimes the pranks are cruel. D, it's boring, just the same jokes every year. E, I don't think there's anything funny about intentionally tricking people. It depends on... Well, you got a sense of humor, I guess, and what your sense of humor is really all about. That's a test in and of itself. All right, let's check some interesting news. Well, I guess you'll be the judge of whether it's interesting or not from the world of the health and well-being. This is not, I thought when I first saw this Onion story that we have at DougStephan.com today, Kenny, that this was an April Fool's. Apparently there are some onions that have been re-engineered hybrid onions in Japan to avoid tears and bad breath. So you can have onions without tears. I think having that's kind of what you're expecting, isn't it? From an onion? Why would you want to spoil them without having tears and bad breath? What's the point of having an onion when you get right down to it? I love onions. I eat a lot of onions on my sandwiches and stuff. And I don't know that it gives... I guess I have been told that it isn't great for your breath. So I get rid of the smell and taste with garlic. That'll take care of it. There's a new superbug that people are talking about all over the world. And the research suggests, this is not April Fool's, I don't believe anyway. Kenny, you can tell me whether it is or isn't. The superbug may have met its match in a 1,000-year-old eye treatment. Research being done in England at the University of Nottingham. The recipe to cure eye infections comes from Bald's Leech Book, which is an old English book that was buried in the British Library in London. Scientists painstakingly followed a step-by-step recipe to recreate the old salve. They found it killed 90% of Staph aureus, also known as MRSA. How many of you have ever had or seen anybody who had MRSA? It's a horrible bacteria. I had a fellow working for me on the farm who got hurt, and he went to the hospital to get his knee worked on, and there was a cut there, And the people would, none of the nurses, the doctors would go into the room because they found out he had MRSA. And it took all kinds of intravenous washing of his leg and his system. It was a mess. About 10 days, he was in isolation. That's really bad stuff. And the perfect place to find it is in the hospital, because the hospital, as most people understand, is the dirtiest place you could possibly go, with germs everywhere. This is a concoction from the 10th century, two species of garlic and onion and leeks, wine from a vineyard, and then there's some stuff that you get out of a bile from a cow's stomach. Put them together, and what do you have? You got a way to get rid of MRSA. There you go. You didn't know that was going to befall you today, information-wise. An apple a day may not keep the doctor away after all. Dr. Jack Stockwell talks about that and some other medical things in a moment here on Good Day.
Would you wait several days for your shower to get hot? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? FloNase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect?
Well,
you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
Do you need more stamina? Do you need more energy? Do you need to become more mentally aware? Just some of the things that will happen to you when you get on Super Beets. The easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates that help with your circulation. Get more blood to your muscles, to your brain, to your organs. The benefits of three whole beets and just one teaspoon of Super Beets with no beet taste. I feel confident offering this to you because I take Super Beets every day. It's my new favorite product. How do you get it? You call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Get a 30-day supply free. Comes with your first order and is backed by a money-back guarantee. Also get a free book entitled Beat the Odds. Free shipping on your entire order. You'll love the results you feel with your first free canister. Guaranteed or your money back. Call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Again, that's 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com.
Not all barbecues are the same. Not all guitar licks are the same. Not all motor oils are the same either. Valvoline Full Synthetic High Mileage with MaxLife technology actually is different. It's the superior protection of synthetic for cars over 75,000 miles. But don't just believe us. See for yourself at seeadifference.com. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood.
Doug Steffen, Ken Kessler, Rich McFadden, Dr. Jack Stockwell, who has one of the most interesting websites and most interesting approaches to what's going on in the world of medicine. Go to ForbiddenDoctor.com and sign up for absolutely free podcasts on forbidden health topics. Latest episode has been uploaded. What do you have, 14, 15 of them up there now, Jack? How many have you got?
No, I think we just finished
the 10th one.
10th one, okay.
The 10th one hasn't been uploaded, but I think there's 9 of them now.
All right. So you can go figure out what it is. There are thousands of people already signed up for this. This
yeah,
is a great take.
Yeah, we have almost 10,000 downloads already in just a few weeks.
Good. All right. So Jack is here because he doesn't take the traditional approach. I believe in giving airtime to everybody, every different point of view. My own slant is probably more toward Jack. And to be fair, pretty much all of, let's see, Chambers is fairly mainstream, but thinks about things differently. Shannon Hoff is definitely not mainstream. Jack is probably the most non-mainstream. Hoffman's kind of blended, but not a lot. He's pretty much on the more open side and homeopathic side. So it's left to Ken Kronhaus to defend the traditional AMA approach to many things. So here's, speaking of the AMA, the old adage we all grew up on, an apple a day keeps the doctor away. At least the latest, and I always love it. I didn't find out yet, Jack, who paid for the study, but it's probably not the apple growers of America, because this research suggests that maybe you're not any better off. Hello, go ahead.
They just did a general overall population study of several thousand people,
right.
And when they started filtering out race, ethnic groups, age, income levels, they found out that people of that group of 8,000 or so that consumed an apple a day, that the more money you make, the higher your income strata, the less you are likely to see a doctor if you eat an apple a day. But overall, it didn't seem to make any difference when they put everybody into the same group. Mm-hmm. Now, if you get down to the science of this thing, I wouldn't suggest an apple a day unless it's an organic apple, for one thing. Because apples, strawberries, fruits that we don't peel, like an orange or a banana, will have all of the pesticides and all the chemicals that are out on the outside of that vegetable or that fruit that's still there. Now, the important thing about an apple is that it is loaded with something called calcium malate. And that calcium malate, as soon as it hits the digestive system, is broken down into or converted to calcium bicarbonate, calcium bicarbonate, which is the only useful form of calcium in the body. And calcium is so important to human physiology that we even have a gland, the parathyroids, that regulate the amount of calcium in the system. And for one thing, it is your immune system cannot function without adequate amounts of calcium present. You are severely limited in your ability to fight bacterial or viral infections or anything else unless you have a sufficient amount of calcium bicarbonate in the bloodstream and in the tissues. So that's probably the cause, besides the 10,000 different phytonutrients that exist in the skin of an apple. Mm-hmm. It's loaded with calcium, and that may be one of the causative factors. So you have to read the whole study like usual to find out that the headline isn't exactly what the study said.
Pardon me, I'm going to continue to have my apple a day, a pear a day, pineapple slices, mandarin, strawberries, blueberries, blackberries, raspberries, kiwi, orange. I'm just going through all the things that are on my counter that I've had so far this morning. Thank you very much. I haven't had any whole grains, though. There's a study out this week that suggests more whole grains may boost your lifespan. What do you see in whole grains? If it's not wheat, or there's supposedly some new kind of wheat that's being developed that won't give you the gluten problem.
Well, a lot of the wheat that has been developed gives you a gluten problem because it's not the wheat that our great-grandparents ate.
No, not at all.
And so they're kind of backing off into a different area because people are moving away from wheat.
Mm-hmm.
And they're looking for more gluten-free. This is money-driven. This is the industry trying to do this to recover some grain stuff. I'd like to find out who it was that said more whole grains are, indicative of living longer.
Really?
We don't really have the digestive system to break down grains. We just don't. Herbivores do. Mm-hmm. Our stomach is a bag of acid, and it's designed to break down proteins.
So cows would be able to break it down, and horses.
Yeah, but cows and horses are designed to eat grass.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
They're not designed to drain either.
When you eliminate, you'll see what you've eaten going down the drain. In essence, if you check out what you're eliminating, and that goes for dogs as well. That goes for cats or whatever. But
What are we genetically designed to eat as opposed to what the industries want us to eat?
Yeah.
Make difference.
Make money on it. All right,
you
Dr.
got it.
Jack Stockwell. Don't forget the Forbidden Doctor News. Well, there's a site where you can download all these podcasts. ForbiddenDoctor.com. They're absolutely free. 51 F. The Allen. Good day.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
People worry about kids playing with guns or watching violent videos. Some sort of culture of violence will take them over. Nobody worries about kids listening to thousands, literally thousands of songs about heartbreak, rejection, pain, misery, and loss. Did I listen to pop music because I was miserable? Or was I miserable because I listened to pop music?
I've been really trying, baby, trying to hold on to this feeling for so long. And if you feel like I feel, sugar, come on, oh, come on.
Let's Get It On by Jack Black's band in the movie High Fidelity. Number one movie during this week in 2000. That was your favorite actor there, I believe.
John Cusack in one of my favorite movies of all time.
Yeah.
Fantastic movie.
What really matters is what you like, not what you are like. Books, records, films, these things matter. Call me shallow. It's the truth.
What was so genius about this movie and about him in it is it was basically a monologue mix of where he would just look at the camera and talk about what's going on in his life and his relationship and then jump right back into the movie. And if Roberta were here, she would love it because he actually has this dialogue with Bruce Springsteen as they play this love song and talking about his relationship with his girlfriend is just crashing all over the place.
Roberta is or was, she used to be an important part of this program. You got one more clip here?
Can I have it then?
No, he can't.
Why not?
Well, it's sentimental, tacky crap. That's why not. Do we look like the kind of store that tells I just called to say I love you? Go to the mall.
What's your problem? Do you even know your daughter? There's no way she likes that song. Oh, is she in a coma?
All right. So there it is. Let's get it on from the movie High Fidelity. Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here. What do you remember about that movie, Chucker?
I like that movie. I got a question, though. Jack Black, he's a really talented guy and probably was one of the best things at this year's pretty dull Oscars. What's happened to him in the last 5 years? He has almost done nothing in terms of live action. I know he's going to do the voice of the third Kung Fu Panda movie, but he is a guy who did School of Rock, a great, great comedy, and he's very talented. I don't think he's really worked much in movies in the last 4 or 5 years.
Is that his choice, do you think?
Probably. Yeah. I would say, yeah, it's probably his choice. But
talented, yeah.
Yeah,
all right, Chuck Curry is here for some movie news in a moment. Stand by for that here on Good Day.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes 2 apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different, crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet, just like me. Angry Orchard hard cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
All right, so Chucker, what do we have in movie news? A lot of things going on, right? Yes?
A lot of things. Actor, you like this actor. Actor Vincent D'Onofrio, many people know for Law and Order, Criminal Intent. Not only will play the villain in this summer's Jurassic World, he'll play the villain, the Kingpin, in the Netflix Daredevil series, but he's just been cast as another bad guy in the MGM's remake of The Magnificent Seven, which is going to start in Washington.
I can't see him as a cowboy. A cop, yes. He was the cop, the good cop in the movie with the Liam Neeson Run All Night that Ed Harris is in as well. He was the
good cop in the movie. He's really, really getting a lot of work. Some TV news of interest, The Walking Dead season 5 final Sunday night was the series' biggest ever ratings for a season final, 15.8 million live viewers. Taking account DVRs, there's probably over 20 million people watched the episode. The Talking Dead, which is a talk show after on AMC, which pretty much costs nothing to produce, $7.5 million. So AMC is making a ton of money off this show. And I must say, I talk about it all the time, it is really an amazing piece of television, and I'd walk a foot in snow to watch this show. The only show I say that about.
Would you walk 8 feet in snow, though, like we had on the farm?
That might be a tough one.
Yeah. All right,
why not?
Chucker loves it. Chuck Curry, our movie man. Find out more about him. You can go through the list of contributors that are every day profiled at DougStephan.com. 59 after the hour on Good Day.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.